become distracted by the devotional service of his devotees, he's described by Narada in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, 47th verse. Here Narada addresses King Yudhisthira while the king is appreciating the glories of the character of Prabhupada Maharaj. A devotee always appreciates the activities of other devotees. Yudhisthira Maharaj was appreciating the quality of his Prabhupada, and that is one symptom of a true devotee. If your devotee never thinks himself as great, he always thinks that other devotees are greater than himself. The king was thinking, Prahlad Maharaj is actually a devotee of the Lord, while I am nothing. And while thinking this, he was addressed by Narada as follows. My dear King Yudhisthira, in this world, you, the Pandava brothers, are the only fortunate people. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared on this planet and is presenting himself to you as an ordinary human being. He is always with you in all circumstances. He is living with you and covering himself from the eyes of others. Others cannot understand that he is the Supreme Lord, but he is still living with you as your cousin, as your friend, and even as your messenger. Therefore, you must know that nobody in this world is more fortunate than you. In the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna appeared in his universal form, Arjuna prayed, my dear Krishna, I thought of you as my cousin brother, and so I have shown disrespect to you in so many ways, calling you Krishna, my friend, but you were so great that I could not understand. But so that was the condition of the Pandava. Although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the greatest amongst all greats, still he remained with those royal brothers, being attracted by their devotion, by their friendship, and by their love. That is the proof of how great this process of devotional service is. It can attract even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God is great, and devotional service is greater than God, and must attract him. People who are not in devotional service can never understand what great value there is in rendering service to the Lord. The first stages of devotion. The three categories of devotional service which Srila Rupa Goswami describes in Pachita Samhita Simjan are listed as devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of Godhead. There are many subheadings in each of these categories. Generally, it is understood that in the category of devotional service and practice, there are two different qualities. Devotional service in ecstasy has four qualities. And devotional service in pure love of Godhead has six qualities. These qualities will be explained by Srila Rupa Goswami later on. In this connection, Srila Rupa Goswami suggests that the persons eligible for Krishna consciousness or devotional service can be classified by his particular state. He says that devotional service is a continual process from one's previous life. No one can take the devotional service unless he has had some previous connection with it. For example, suppose in this life I practiced devotional service to some extent. Even though it is not 100% perfectly performed, still, whatever I have done will not be lost. In my next life, from the very point where I stopped in this life, I shall begin again. In this way, there is always a continuity. But even if there is no continuity, if only by chance the person takes interest in a pure devotion of instruction, he can be accepted and advanced in devotional service. Anyway, for persons who have a natural taste for understanding books from the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, devotional service is easy, and for those who are simply accustomed to mental speculation and argumentative processes.
So, Narada Muni instructed to Vyasadeva under the verse Tattva Sadhanmam Charanamudam Hari. If one takes to devotion and service, takes shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, somewhere or other, kamat lobhat bhayat, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, just as the gopis, they took shelter of Krishna superficially by lusty desire. But it was not lusty desire. It was pure love. But in the material world, same thing will be considered as lusty desire. So, where is the difference between love of God and lusty desire? Because ordinary men will consider that gopis were attracted by Krishna in lusty desire. Chaitanya Charitamrita-kar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that there is difference between material lusty desire and love of God. He has compared that love of God is just like gold and lusty desire is just like iron. The difference between lusty desire and love of God is, in the material world, which is going on as love, that is lusty desire, because the party, both the party, are interested in individual sense gratification. But here, the gopis or any devotees, they want to satisfy the senses of Krishna. That is the difference between material lusty desire and love of God. Atmendriya tripti vancha tarnam kam. When one desires one's own sense gratification in the material world, suppose a boy loves a girl and a girl loves a boy, that is personal sense gratification. As soon as the personal sense gratification is not satisfied, immediately the so-called love is divorced. No more love. In the Kali Yuga, it is stated in the Shastra, Dampatya Gati Meva Hi. In love between husband and wife will be disturbed as soon as there is no satisfaction of sex desire. Dampatya Gati Meva Hi. And in the Western countries we find, in our country also, it has already begun, there are so many divorce cases. Mostly, the divorce cases take place when there is disturbance in sex satisfaction. So that is lust. But here, in the case of Krishna and gopis, that is different. The gopis used to dress themselves so that Krishna will feel satisfaction, for Krishna's satisfaction. They used to dress for Krishna's satisfaction. That is, of course, very difficult to understand, but we should learn from the Shastras. These gopis had no sense gratification desire. They wanted to satisfy Krishna. Krishnandya Pitti Vansha Tarnam Prem. Atmendriya Pitti Vansha Dhare Tarnam Kaam. So, that is the difference. Love of Krishna means to satisfy Krishna, not satisfy sense that he is. The practical example is from Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, in the beginning, he wanted to satisfy his senses. He declined to fight with his grandfather, with his teacher, with his nephew and brother on the other side. he thought that upon that death, he will not be satisfied. That means he sense categories. But at the end, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Paritrajyamam Ekam Saranam Bhagavad, our duty is to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So, then he, to satisfy Krishna, he killed his kinsman, his grandfather, his teacher. So that is required. Satisfaction of Krishna, not satisfaction of personal interest. Gandhi.
To support this statement, there are many authoritative assertions by the learned scholars of bygone ages. According to their general opinion, a person may become governed by certain convictions derived by his own arguments and decisions. Then another person, who may be a greater logician, will nullify these conclusions and establish another system. In this way, the path of argument will never be safe or exclusive. The Srimad Bhagavatam recommends, therefore, that one follow in the footsteps of the authority. Here is the general...
Mahajana Jena Gatasapanta. You cannot come to the conclusion what is sadha and sadhana by simply argument. Tatka pratishtha. By argument we cannot establish. Sutayo vibhinya. The scriptures are the many varieties. Sutayo vibhinya. Naso manijya samatamna bhinnam. And every philosopher must differ with another philosopher. Therefore, Mahajana Jena Gatasapanta, we have to follow the footprints of great authorities. They are also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, great authorities. Svayambhu Narada Sambho, Kapila Kumara Manu, Prahlada Janaka Bhishma, Muli Vayasaki Vayam. Jamaraj said that these are the eight authorities. Therefore you have got Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, then Lakshmi Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. The present acharyas, they are Ramanu Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, in this way. So we have to follow the footprints of the Sampradaya. That's why we are Gauriya, Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya. We are following the footprints of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as enunciated by the six Goswamis. Shirup Sanatana Bhakta Raghunath, Sijiv Gopal Bhakta Dasa Raghunath. So, we have to follow the authorities. We cannot manufacture. There is no need of research work. Simply, if we follow the chalked out path given by the great authorities, that will help us. Yes, Ron.
Here is a general description of devotional service given by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Bhaktivedanta Simran. Previously, it has been stated that devotional service can be divided into three categories, namely devotional service in practice, devotional service in ecstasy, and devotional service in pure love of God. Now, Sri Rupa Goswami proposes to describe devotional service in practice. Practice means employing our senses in some particular type of work. Therefore, devotional service in practice means utilizing our different sensory organs in service to Krishna. Some of the senses are meant for acquiring knowledge, and some are meant for executing the conclusions of our thinking, feeling, and willing. So practice means employing both the mind and the senses in practical devotional service. This practice is not for developing something artificial. For example, a child learns or practices to walk. This walking is not unnatural. the walking capacity is there originally in the child. Simply by a little practice, he walks very nicely. Simply,
Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Pavuna. Not that by practicing something external, not natural, we become accustomed. That is also sometimes there. But this devotional service, Krishna consciousness, is not that type of practice. It is there already. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kamuna. Not actually by artificial practice, it is there. Subhanadi Sutta Chitta Karayuda. It is to be awakened. Exactly, just like the child, by nature, he can walk. But still, if some help is offered to the child, he walks very nice. So this practice, Vidhi Marga, devotional service, is simply to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness within the human being. Just like it is happening in our preaching work in the Western countries, these European American boys, they never heard the name of Krishna 4 years ago, but they have taken to Krishna consciousness seriously because it was already dormant in them. It has been simply awakened. By chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, this pure vibration of transcendental sound has enlivened them and they are awakened to Krishna consciousness. It is not that artificially they have taken. It is sure. Anyone can test how much they have advanced in Krishna consciousness, how they are firmly convinced in Krishna consciousness, because it has been awakened. The nature which was dormant, that has been awakened by. That is the propaganda work of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted that in every town and every village of the world, on the surface of the globe, his name, the preaching of Sankirtan movement, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, should be preached. The purpose was, the dormant Krishna consciousness is there, everywhere, that we are experiencing. Now, in Africa also, who are supposed to be not very advanced in civilization, they are also very nicely taking part in this Krishna consciousness movement. European, Americans, they are advanced, civilized people. But even in Africa, we are having very good success. They are becoming Vaishnavas. So, and it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Kirata-hunanda-pulinda-pukkasa-bhira-sambha-javanakasa-bhaya. So, these Kiratas are the Africans. So, they are also becoming interested. Hunanda and others who are considered to be low-born according to Vedic civilization. But still, Vedic civilization does not prohibit anyone to come to Krishna consciousness. By our karma, we may be high-born or low-born. That does not matter. Ahituki apratihata. Krishna consciousness cannot be checked by any material impediment. That is not possible. Ahituki apratihata. It is natural. Krishna says, manhi partha vipasritya jepishu papajona. He says that even though some people are considered to be papajoni, low-born, it doesn't matter, but he can accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Prabhavishnave nava. प्रभु विष्णु कीरात हूनांद पुलिंद पुत्र सार हीरो सुम्मा जपना फसा गया जिनने जो पापा स्टिल मोर नो मोर देन दीज पीपल शुद्धंती दे कैन बी प्यूरिफाइड इफ दे एक्चुअली टेक्स हेल्प ऑफ ए प्योर डिवोटी दे कैन बी प्यूरिफाइड दैट इज द इंजंक्शन ऑफ द शास्त्र सुखदेव गोस्वामी शुद्धंती people may argue how such low-born people can be purified. That reply is Prabhu Vishnu Abhinava. It is the supreme power of Lord Vishnu. It is possible. Krishna says. Now, Krishna says that everyone can be delivered simply by the process of Krishna consciousness. So whose duty is to enlighten them to Krishna consciousness. I was just talking with Goswami Ji, Harichan Goswami. Whose duty it is to enliven people to Krishna consciousness? It is the duty of Guru. We came to this conclusion. And who is Guru? Sotriyam Brahmanishta. That means perfectly learned in Vedic literature and firmly convinced in Brahma Vyalaya. That means first-class Brahmin. So if the first-class Brahmanas do not take care of this Papu journey, then who will deliver them? Some agitation is going on that this movement, this consciousness movement, is killing Hindu religion. You see? Just see their poor fund of knowledge. It is the duty of the first class Brahmin to enlighten these Papujoni. Otherwise, who will enlighten them? Guru will enlighten. And who is Guru? Sotiram Brahmanishtha. Brahmanishtha means he must be Brahmin. So, if the so-called Brahmin, they do not take care of them, and if they remain Brahmins limited within some limited area, do not go outside, then who will deliver them? So these are not very sound arguments. It is very, what is called, crippled ideas. Brahmana means udar. The opposite word of Brahmana is kripana, who is very miser. A Brahmana cannot be miser. Even 100 years ago, the Brahmanas would give chance to anyone to become Brahmana. I have got so many instances. That is the duty of Brahmana. Pathon, pathon. The Brahmana should be learned. And Brahmana should make others learned. Other Brahmin. Not that he simply satisfied that he is Brahmana, and nobody should become Brahman. No. He should make others Brahman. Just like a big lawyer. He makes his assistant lawyer. A professor, learned professor. He makes others professor. Otherwise it is called Gyanakhal. Miser. And the knowledge should be distributed. Any scientist discovered, they distribute it. Similarly, Brahmana should be udara. Not only he should personally know what is Brahma, but he should distribute the knowledge. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jaha. Janma sarthak kari karo paropaka. It is the duty of the Brahmanas. Paropaka. And without being human being, how he can become a Brahmana? Cats and dogs cannot become Brahmana. The perfect human being means Brahmana. The first class perfect being. That is Brahmana. And Brahmana's duty is for Parupakar. Patan patan jajan jajan dana pratigra. Satkarma nikuna vipra mantra tantra visharad. Avaishnava guru na sasyat. One is Vaishnava, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes Guru. because he is Udar. Vaishnava means paradukha dukhi. Mancha kalpataram paschati pasindu bhayavas. Patitanam pavanit. Vaishnava is patitanam pavan. He can deliver all the fallen souls. So, we have become crippled, therefore we are talking this, that this Krishna consciousness movement is killing our Hindu principles. No. It is really, actually, Vedic principle that one should be learned and he should distribute the knowledge for Parampara. That is Brahminism. Paradukha dukhi kripam mudijya stamaham prabhadvi. Lokanam hitakarinam. These are the statements in this house. Nana sastra vichara naita nipuno sadhanma samasthapaka. Lokanam hitakarinam. The Goswamis. They compiled this. Snupa Goswami compiled this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Not for the study, a few selected persons. Lokanam hitakarinam, for the benefit of the whole human society. And actually that is happening. We have translated this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in English and we have got the greatest sale of this book. Everyone is picking up. It is a study book in the Temple University of the United States. They like it. But it is required. We have got so much treasure house of knowledge. They should be, each and every book should be, at least Vaishnava literature, Bhagavad literature, should be translated into English and distributed all over the world. That is lokanam hitakar. To benefit the whole human society. Not to remain crippled within a boundary. That is not Brahminism, that is not Vaishnavism. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.